DiscoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Brian Patch and Bob Leverett here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, as this would be the second to last home game here for the boys. And they are taking on the Fort Laramie Redskins. Bobby, what do you know about Fort Laramie?
So, yeah, Laramie's coming in at 15-6. Got a good win last night against Botkins, yeah. So, should be an interesting matchup tonight. Two teams, very similar records. They're in the Shelby County League, which is very similar to the MAC. A lot of basketball tradition down there. Yeah, just a well-rounded team. Nothing flashy. Blue collar, like usual. Not a real standout. A lot of guys that just average double figures. A lot like we are. So, should be an interesting matchup tonight here at the Fort side, Brian. Interesting fact I read today on the Fish Report. From 2010.
I saw this.
Yeah. The MAC and the Shelby County League are tied at 134 wins each. So, three games tonight. We've got, let's see who we got. We got Minster and
Jackson Center, wasn't it?
No, let me see. I left my phone up on the other side there. But so, yeah, three games with the MAC and Shelby County tonight. If we can get two of those, then we'll take the lead by one there. But kind of interesting to have that many matchups over the years and be tied with a different conference, which is very, very basketball rich in tradition. So looking forward to this. It'll be interesting to see how the Fort comes back after a tough loss to New Bremen last night, where we didn't play very well. I know the boys went hard today in practice, watched a lot of film with Coach Milton. So a little gut check time here going into tournament.
Yeah, and just checking that out, it is Laramie at Fort Recovery, obviously, Minster at Anna, yep, and Rushi at Marion. So those were the three matchups.
And
tonight,
those are three really good matchups.
Absolutely. So, and I agree. I think the interesting thing tonight will be, Bob, as you said, how do we respond? Going into tournament, we got three games, 1 week in this game tonight. Didn't play well last night in a conference game. Let it slip away.
Right.
How are we going to respond tonight? Are we going to show up and have kind of a gut check time and be ready to battle and play hard? Are we going to kind of pack it in, which I don't think this is quite that team to pack it in. So.
I don't either. And I tell you what, we got a great crowd on hand. And this is always a very, very physical game with Laramie. No love lost between the teams. It's always been a little bit chippy. I know when you and I were coaching, it always got interesting. So should be a fun one here at Fortside tonight.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break here. We're getting ready for the national anthem, and we'll be back.
Some of the great specials Wayne Street Market has for you through Thursday, February 20th. They have some great specials on steaks. Ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. In the deli, they have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $5.99 a pound, and Colby or Colby Jack cheese for $5.49 a pound. And don't forget that they're serving great lunches, including Tenderloin Tuesdays with their giant sandwich for $4.50 and a meal with two sides for just $1.50 more. And on Meatloaf Mondays, you can get their delicious freshly made meatloaf dinner with two sides for only $6. And with Ash Wednesday and Lent coming up, don't forget about their butterfly shrimp dinners and their freshly made fish in dinners or by the pound. Be sure to call ahead for larger orders to avoid the wait. Stop into Wayne Street Market this week, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials up and down the aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
Hi, This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here again, Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, as the Fort Recovery Indians take on the Fort Laramie Redskins. Bobby's starting lineups for the Redskins.
Yeah, for the Redskins, we got number 11, Nick Brandewey, who is a three-year starter, senior, 6'2". Number 30, Grant Albers, is a two-year starter, is a junior, 6'2", also. Then we got Nate Meyer, is a junior, 6'. Nolan Birding is a 5'11", junior. And then Evan Holscher is a 6'3", senior. Inside there, Brian.
All right, and as you can hear, Harold Feely, the voice of the Indians in the background, going through the Fort Recovery Indians lineup here. It's going to be the same lineup we've been going with, and that is the lone senior is Grant Kanapke. Number 0 stands in at 6'2". The rest of the starters are all juniors. Number 2, Regan Martin, stands in at 6'3". Number 3, Derek Judy, stands in at 6'3". Number 12, Clay Schmidt, stands in at 6'5". And the man in the middle, number 41, Brian Benn, also stands in at 6'5". So, keys to the game on this one, Bob.
Who's going to be the toughest? I mean, this is going to be a slugfest. So I look for it to be whoever's the toughest team is going to win this thing. Who's going to be the most physical? Little gut check for the Fort tonight. Like I said, after last night's debacle, a game that I don't think we should have lost, it's gut check time. We got to get this thing going, and we've got to be rolling in the tournament, running on all cylinders here. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and talking to a couple of Laramie people I know out in the commons beforehand, they said their whole thing is if they shoot it well, they play well, which obviously most teams
right.
do.
Yeah.
But he said we're very streaky, probably more so than some teams. We yep. rely on that outside shot. We struggle to score at times. So if we're hitting, then we could be really good. If we're not, we really struggle to score because we have a hard time in manufacturing points
right.
any other way, which I think most teams probably do in high school,
absolutely.
To be honest.
Absolutely.
So.
And I know I've seen a few of their scores. I mean, they played right with Anna, who is one of the best teams in the area. So he's exactly right. If they're hitting on all cylinders, they are really good. So we'll see what the old Fort can come up with tonight defensively.
And by the way, this game will be broadcast tomorrow at 7 o'clock on WOSN. So if you didn't get a chance to get up here and you're listening to Bobby and I, tune in tomorrow. You have a chance to watch it. Fort Recovery does control the tip.
And Laramie comes out of man-to-man.
And that was one of those things I was interested to see if they played much zone. They say play maybe five possessions of zone all year.
Derek, beauty of the drive to the basket for two.
So that could be something that maybe makes our kids comfortable too, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, you know, anytime a team's playing in man, you can really kind of get in the groove of things, motion offense and stuff like that. So it's a lot easier than going against that zone.
Although it looks like the Indians are going 2-3 zone out here. A little matchup 2-3. Got Regan Martin, Derek Judy up top. Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz on the bottom, along with Brian Benn in the middle. Fort Laramie's working the ball around the perimeter. Three are out, two in, trying to get that high-low look. Three on the outside, good for Nate Meyer. Give the Redskins a 3-2 lead over the Indians. Derek Judy quickly down to Regan Martin on the left-hand side. Ball screened by Clay Schmitz. Nothing going on there, so he swings up top to Regan Martin. Great kick over to Grant Kanapke. Drive in, a little pull-up jumper.
Got it.
Good for Grant. Good start there, Bob, for the Indians.
Yeah, the offense looks nice and fluid here to start the first quarter. Great pull-up jumper by the senior, Grant Kanapke.
And he had 11 last night, led us in scoring with Brian Benn, so off to a great start for him.
And, I mean, that was a quiet 11, too.
All in the second half.
Yes.
Redskins are working the ball around the perimeter. Burning has the ball. Skip pass over to Meyer. Gets the ball inside to Albers. Kick out. Three ball miss for Fort Laramie. Offensive rebound for Holscher inside. And he's a big body there, Bob.
Yeah, big, strong kid.
Well put together. And I think he's a little stronger than 6'3". They have him listed as 6'3". Little lefty floater in there for Brandewee. But he is every bit as big as Brian Benn and Clay Schmitz, who stand at 6'5". So Redskins with the 5-4 lead.
Two really strong, athletic-looking teams out on the floor tonight.
Yeah, they definitely found the weight room.
Yes, they did. Well, I mean, it shows. Their football team made a nice run last year, so they're getting things going down there on the gridiron, too.
Great little high-low pass in to Brian Benn from Clay Schmitz, and Brian Benn up and good.
Did finish. Brian got up a little bit on that. Great to see him get up on the glass there.
Indians take the lead, 6-5, 5:38 to go in the Fort Recovery entrance first quarter scoreboard. Laramie's being very patient with an outside shot there for three by Nolan Burning.
Well, like you talked, Brian, if they're shooting it well, they're going to be in it. And so far, they've come out pretty hot against the Indians 2-3 zone.
Yeah, hit two threes. That's why I was interested to see that we're playing a zone, and we just talked about the importance of them shooting it. So right. I guess we're going to test that here early. Brian Benn has the ball up top, swings it over to Grant Kanapke, looking for Clay Schmitz inside. Nothing there. Great back cut by Regan Martin. Opens up Derek Judy on the right-hand side. Regan Martin has it, throws it into Brian Benn. Nice drop step up and in off the glass. Brian Benn for two.
Big Brian Benn doing some work down low early on here for the Indians, making the score 8-8 on the, who we got, the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Inside shot up and miss for Grant Albers, and the Indians control the board. Derek Judy has the ball, swings it over to Regan Martin on the left-hand side. Looks like the Indians are trying to get the ball inside to Brian Benn as an emphasis tonight.
You know, a guy we really need to get going here is Regan Martin. He has just, not that he's played hard, he just hasn't hit shots like he did early in the season. So if we can get his stroke back, man, that would be huge going into the tournament.
Yeah, that's another outside shooter we're desperately missing right now. Indians lose a man in transition, and we got lucky. Brandon, we missed the outside shot. Brian Benn corrals the rebound. Derek Judy now has the ball in the outlet. Indians call out a set. Derek swings it over to Clay Schmitz, has the top of the key, back over to Derek Judy on the left-hand side. Derek dribbles right back up to the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Grant Kanapke on the right-hand side. A little shake and bake, handoff to Clay Schmitz. Turns the corner off the drive, up and in for Clay Schmitz.
Great finish by Clay Schmitz there, a little right-handed runner off the glass going to the baseline. You know, we've got some really good matchups out here tonight. You know, you've got guys that are guarding each other that are very similar in skill and physique, so it's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, it's great team matchups, but also great individual matchups.
Yeah.
Three ball for my Burning, but misses it. Albers tracks down the offensive rebound. Drive in there for Brandewee. Kick over to Holscher. Left-hander misses it. A little 15-footer. Goes out on Albers. So it will be Indians ball. Gavin Toby checking in for Clay Schmitz. And Ryan Post checking in for Derek Judy. And Holscher comes out. And Brandewee comes out. And in comes, replacing them, is Meyer and Mesher.
Yeah, Meyer's a two-year letter winner, so we'll see what he's got.
Nice to have that coming off the bench.
Yeah, no doubt.
Grant Knapp gives him the ball on the right-hand side. High ball screen by Brian Benn. Grant's looking for Brian inside over to Ryan Post, who does feed it into Brian Benn. Knocked away by Meyer, but it will be Indians ball in front of our student section. As you said earlier, Bob, great crowd on hand as our third and fourth grader playing at halftime of the JV and varsity game, so I'm sure it has something to do with it.
Yeah, that helps.
Great slip by Gavin Toby out of bounds, but loses the ball, throws it in behind his back to Brian Benn, who catches it and gets fouled.
There we go. Good hustle by Tobes there to swing it in, and Benny caught it and drove up in there, got fouled on the way up. He's going to shoot two for the Indians here.
Again, we got Regan Martin, Grant Kanapke, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, and Gavin Toby on the floor for the Indians.
All right, Benny on the Hall Brothers foul line.
In and out for Brian.
Clay Schmidt's going to check back in for the Indians. Looks like he's going to get Brian. And then we got Derek Jeudy checking in for Regan Martin.
It's 10-8, 2:56 to go here. Full recovery insurance first quarter scoreboard. Second free throw is up for Brian Benn, and good.
Here we go.
Now 11-8. Good start here for the Indians, Bob.
Yeah, they're focused tonight. You can tell right away. I mean, it's amazing how you can tell how if these kids, if their light's on, it's go time. And if it's not, we struggle. And it's on tonight, I believe.
Right now, Indians shift to 2-1-2, half court, kind of a trap zone. So Fort Laramie's being patient here with 2:38, trying to get a good shot. We have some length out there with some hands up, making it really difficult on Fort Laramie.
Absolutely. Very active hands.
Burning does catch it. Now high post, one dribble, misses the shot. Gavin Toby with the rebound. Rips it away as Burning's trying to get his hands in there. Derek Jeudy has the ball. Slowly dribbling down on the right-hand side. Clay Schmitz with the side ball screen. Derek comes off of it, swings the ball over to Grant Kanapke up top, over to Ryan Post on the left-hand side. Throws it back up to Derek. And we call out a set here. See what we're trying to get off of this set. Dribble handoff to Gavin Toby. Turns the corner. Up and in off the glass. Great move by Gavin Toby with the scoop.
Good scoop to the hoop by Gavin Toby.
Fort Laramie quickly down the floor. Mesher has the ball. Gets it inside to Albers. Albers swings over to Meyer. Meyer drives baseline. Powers up over Ryan Post. Gets blocked, but they call a foul. So Meyer will be going to the free throw line. That's one of those plays in that last offensive possession for the Indians, Bob, that we had talked about yesterday. When we do our dribble handoff, sometimes we don't turn to the corner and go to the basket. And on that one, Gavin Toby did,
absolutely,
which completely makes a difference for us on offense.
Well, just it's tough to defend. I mean, that's the whole purpose of that ball handoff is to get going north-south. And last night we were going east-west, and it definitely showed. So right there is a prime example. If you do it right, it does create driving lanes.
Not only for yourself, but then it also creates passing lanes for the shooters on the outside. Size. So now you got to have to really value the defender on help side. Are you guarding, stopping the ball? Are you going to leave your man and leave a wide open three?
Exactly.
And Meyer does hit both free throws, making it 13-10. Indians lead with a minute 41 to go on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Derek Jeudy quickly down, hands off to Grant Kanapke. Swings the ball to Gavin Toby. Over to Regan Martin. Back to Derek Jeudy. We get it inside to Brian Benn. I love that set, Bob.
I do, too. We ran it a lot last year in the JV level where we would swing it around and get Brian on that weak side seal up as it got swung.
Kick ball for the Indians. Yeah, as you were saying.
Yeah, we ran it last year a lot at the JV level with Brian where we used to, you reverse it around, you get Brian coming across on the backside block and getting that seal up. He gets a guy on his hip and tough to stop Brian when you got him on the backside.
Absolutely. Brandon, we catches the ball inside on an out-of-bounds play. Kind of lost our man there, fell asleep. He's able to power it up, give the Indians a three-point lead, 15-12. Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Larmy's going to give a little, we got a little 1-2-2, a little 3-2 look here.
Yep, and it's a minute to go on the clock, so coach wants to bring the ball out, spread it out, probably take the last second shot here. Coming for a trap from behind. And it looks like the Indians are going to take a 30-second timeout, and we will
take one with them.
Take one with them, absolutely.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, we're back. Indians inbound the ball with 45 seconds with a three-point lead. Derek Judy has the ball up top with Grant Kanapke and Regan Martin. A little dribble weave handoff action. Again, and he's going to hold the ball for probably one shot unless the Redskins fall asleep there, probably, Bob.
I don't think they're going to fall asleep, but yeah, just get a, at least we're getting a little bit of movement here. Redskins did go back to man-to-man. So we're going to run a little set here, see if we can get Brian on the seal up. Oh, now we tried to run the little sideline kick out with Derek Judy throwing that left-handed 95-mile-an-hour fastball across the baseline to Grant spotting out in the corner, which got deflected by the London Redskins. So the Indians are going to inbound it underneath with Derek Judy. He finds big Brian Ben posted up down low. Brian, little drop step left hand. Up, no good. Good look.
Nice drop step.
Larmy back the other way. 10 seconds left here. Brings it back to Meyer. Meyer deep three at the buzzer. Up, no good. That's going to do it. First quarter, Fort Laramie Insurance, or Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Fort Recovery 15, Fort Laramie 12.
My name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Wayne Street Market has for you through Thursday, February 20th. They have some great specials on steaks. Ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. In the deli, they have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $5.99 a pound, and Colby or Colby Jack cheese for $5.49 a pound. And don't forget that they're serving great lunches, including Tenderloin Tuesdays, with their giant sandwich for $4.50 and a meal with two sides for just $1.50 more. And on, you can get their delicious freshly made meatloaf dinner with two sides for only $6. And with Ash Wednesday and Lent coming up, don't forget about their butterfly shrimp dinners and their freshly made fish in dinners or by the pound. Be sure to call ahead for larger orders to avoid the wait. Stop into Wayne Street Market this week.
All right, back here at the fort side. Start of the second quarter. Fort Recovery's up 15-12. Larmy with the ball. Little drive, pull-up jumper by Caleb Meyer, no good. Brian Benn on the ground, battling for it. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball. Good hustle by Benny there. I'll tell you what, Brian, he is not afraid to get on the floor. He's probably had the most attempted charge taken, and he's always the first one to dive and get dirty, which you got to love from a big man there.
And there's always a puddle when he gets up off the floor. Clay goes, we're not even trying that with the shoes, guys. We're going to go get them off. He's always working hard. You got to appreciate that.
Yeah. Larmy's going to pick us up a little 2-2-1 full court press here. See how aggressive they are in this. Or are they just going to kind of retreat as we bring it up just to make us think about it? Oh, Fort breaks it quick. Derek Judy got to the A-gap there. Probably had a pull-up jumper, didn't take it. He's going to bring it back out to the volleyball line. Looks like Coach Mountain wants to set here. Larmy's still in man-to-man, Brian. We got Regan Martin, a little handoff from Derek. Drives in a little bit, a little handoff back to Derek. Three-point ball from the corner for Regan. Up, no good. Weak side board, Brian Benn. Up, got fouled and in. Good work by Brian Benn there. The big guy got that weak side board and just manned it up and scored there. All righty.
Crank you up there a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Brian has 9 on the night. Goes to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Up and good.
You know, one thing it looks like tonight, and I said it early on, his first, I don't know, maybe second, first or second bucket, he got up on the glass like he really extended his arms to where he's rising up a little bit better. Last night, it looked like he was kind of had that ball down low when he was trying to finish inside, but he has definitely come to play tonight for the Indians.
And he was getting blocked a lot last night.
Yeah, so it's almost like he's shooting it off of his hip last night. Tonight, he's getting them arms up there high.
Great drive by Meyer, just happened to miss the layup.
Indians back the other way. Greg Kanapke on the wing. 3-ball up. Short. Rebound to Larmy. They're going to push it up with Brandaway. Brandaway on the wing. Skips it over to Radiman for the corner. No good. Weak side rebound. Greg Kanapke. Outlets to Derek Jeter. Derek's going to walk it up. Coach says, let's get in our little offense here and see what we got. Looks like the fourth's going to just run a little motion here. Ball handoff to Clay Schmitz. Another handoff to Greg Kanapke. Get a little weave action with Derek Jeter.
Notice Larmy's switching all those handoffs.
Absolutely, which is a smart thing to do because they're all very similar in size, and so they're not really losing any matchup there. Drive by Regan Martin up to Brian Benn. Up and in. Nice drive and dish from Regan Martin to Brian Benn. 20-12 on the Calp Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Larmy back the other way. We've got Radiman with the ball on the wing. Swings it over to Brandewey. Elbow drive, pull-up jumper from the A-gap. Rims in and out. Rebound, Clay Schmitz. Schmitty outlets it to Derek Jeter. Derek brings it up across the timeline. Gets a little screen there from Grant Kanapke. Derek wheels to the A-gap. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Regan Martin. Marty tried to force one in there to Brian Benn. That's going to be off of Larmy. So the Indians are going to inbound underneath with Derek Jeter. Line post checking in for Derek now. So on the floor for the Indians, we got Posty, Benn, Schmitz, Kanapke, and Martin. Inbounds it to Brian Benn. Over to Regan. We get Grant coming off curl screen for the wing. Three-point ball, no good. Rebound by Larmy. Coming back the other way, we've got Brandaway down into Nate Meyer, powers it up and in for Fort Laramie. Laramie comes back into 2-2-1 defense. Ryan Post eyes it up, swings it over to Regan Martin. The fort's working it back and forth here. Breaks it easily. Yeah, Laramie's in a 2-2-1. They're just kind of slowing us down a little bit, making us think about things as we get in our offense. So we break it. Now we're up to Clay Schmitz up top. Greg Kanapke swings it to Regan. Regan gets Brian Benn on that seal up underneath. Kicks it out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post, weak side jumper on the corner. No good. Brian Benn, weak side rebound. Right-handed hook. Too hard. Rebounded by Burning. Burning pushing for Laramie. Kicks out to Mesher. Ooh, nice little entry pass down low to who we got there, number 33, Mesher. Scores from Laramie. 2016 Indians on top of the Redskins in the Calp Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Brian Post breaks pressure. Drives down to the right side corner there. Brings it back up top. Kicks it over to Grant on the wing. Grant wheels and deals. Nothing there. Kicks it over to Posty in the corner. Inside to Clay. Clay loses it. Laramie back the other way. Nick Brandaway brings it up on the right side. A gap dribble. Got a little block on Regan Martin. Nice aggressive move by Meyer there for Laramie. Regan just couldn't get in front of him. A little blocking call. So Laramie's going to inbound it underneath here.
Brian Benn comes out as Grant Kanapke comes out as well, and Derek Jeter and Gavin Toby check in.
All right, Laramie to inbound it into Brandaway there. Brandaway into Meyer. Meyer down on the block to Mesher, a little right-handed hook, no good. Clay Schmitz gets the rebound. Derek Jeter brings it down here for the Indians. Brings it to the volleyball line. All right, we'll see what we got here. Swings it over to Posty. Little jump there. Little running jump by Laramie. Gets it out of the corner. Derek Jeter in the corner now. Little ball screen by Posty. Derek going to his left hard. Spin move. Oh! Nice little spin move by Derek on the A gap. Just put a little bit too much on it, trying to get it down to Toby underneath. Out of bounds on the Indians. We're going to take a quick timeout here. We'll be back.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All righty. Back at the Fort side, second quarter here, 3 minutes, 18 seconds left. The Fort Recovery Indians are up 20-16 on the Fort Laramie Redskins. Laramie ball, they're going to bring it up with Bernie. Fort Recovery matched up in a man-to-man here. On the floor for the Indians, we got Post, Judy, Ben, Schmitz, and Rammel. Laramie brings it over to David Mesher. Mesher on the wing. Back up to Burning up top. Little ball screen for him. Down to Albers. Albers wheels and deals across the lane there. Got a little blocking call on the ground. Nice aggressive move there by Grant Albers, Brian.
Yeah, he saw he had Brian Benn on him and thought he could beat him off the dribble and was definitely aggressive as soon as he caught that on the wing, that's for sure.
Yeah, Mesher going to inbound it for the Laramie Redskins here. He's looking, throws deep to Burning. Burning guarded by Ryan Post. Swings it over to Meyer. Meyer on the wing, guarded by Clay Schmitz. Burning over to Burning. Back to Albers. Albers a little cut down the middle. throws the freshman Ramble down a little bit there. A little big boy basketball. Little drive there by Meyer. A little 15-footer, no good. Weak side rebound by Derek Judy. Nice board by Judy. He pushes it up. Nothing there. Swings it over to Rammel on the wing. Rammel drives left. Nothing there. Little pivot. Kicks it over to Ryan Post on the wing. Ball screened by Brian Benn. Nothing. Swings it over to Rammel. Rammel in the corner. So we get a nice little ball screen by Benny. He drops down to the block after we swing it back to Kale. Kale throws it into Brian, and Laramie quickly ate that up and kicked it out of bounds there. So the Fort's going to inbound it underneath with Derek Judy. Throws it up to Brian Benn underneath. Not a pretty tough pass there. Brian couldn't get to it. Albers back the other way for Laramie. Kicks it out to Meyer. Meyer underneath Albers again. He gets fouled by Brian Benn. Brian's looking a little tired right now.
He is.
Coach, what are you thinking?
We've been pounding the ball inside to him from the offensive end. And the pace has been really a pretty fluid pace.
He
had a lot of breaks. And so Brian's got a lot of minutes since he's been getting some touches inside and scoring. So try to take him out. And Albers is just a little quicker.
Yes. And also the last couple possessions, I mean, we're trying to get it into him, but I think we're one pass away from getting it into him. We're kind of forcing it a little bit to where he doesn't quite have that seal up, and we've turned it over by doing that. So,
And the other thing is help side. Help side guy, maybe skip it.
Yes.
And then we can hit him from the backside because as they're fronting him, he can reverse pivot, go to the other side of the block, and then get a seal up there, too.
Get that backside seal up, yep. All right, second one up, no good. Clay Schmitz with the rebound. Outlets it to Derek Judy. Derek across the timeline. Coach Mill's going to get a set called out here. Martin is in man-to-man. He's guarded by, looks like, Caleb Meyer. Or Regan Martin. Ooh, big skip pass. Great save by Grant Canapi there.
Redskins are running and jumping with a minute 40 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy.
Yeah. Coach Britt didn't like that. He thought Grant was out of bounds, but evidently not. So Derek Judy up top with the ball. Fort's kind of spreading them out a little bit here. Laramie's really putting some pressure on with that run and jump. Looks like we got a foul on Radiman there.
I like that run and jump half court.
I do too. You know, they're trying to get their tempo with it. I like the aggressiveness. They've got some length too, so it's very effective so far.
Well, and I think they feel like Coach Milton's going to hold the ball.
Yeah.
This way, it's hard. You can't hold the ball if you're getting trapped.
Right.
So, and it makes you speed up a little bit because when you do get a break on a pass and a skip pass, now your mentality is all of a sudden to start to attack because you are being trapped.
Absolutely.
Because no one wants to be trapped with the ball.
Nope. So the Indians are inbound to Derek Jenny brings it up. Throws to Clay Schmitz on the left side. Schmitty over to Regan Martin. Martin dribbles up to the volleyball line. Over to Grant. Back to Regan. On the left sideline to Derek Jenny. Derek swings it back to Regan Martin. Martin with the drive on the side there. Right-handed scoop. No good. Rebounded by Meyer the other way from Larmy. Over to Brandewee. Three ball up by Brandewee is up and good for the Laramie Redskins. They tie it up 20-20 on the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. We got about 45 seconds left here. Laramie backing at 2-2-1, just kind of slowing us down here. Indians get across. Gavin Toby back up to Derek Judy at the top of the Indian there. Laramie's going to sit back and... Now we got Derek closely guarded by Nate Meyer. That's a pretty good matchup there. A couple athletes inside to Schmitty at the high post. Schmitty over to Derek Judy. Derek wheels and deals. Regan Martin, three ball top of the key, gets it. Good. Marty got his feet underneath him there and stepped up and knocked down a big three for the Indians. 23-20 here. Laramie back the other way. They turn it over. They turn it over with 9.9. So the Indians are going to get the ball out of bounds, and we're going to get one more shot here, hopefully, Brian. On the floor for the Indians, we've got Schmitty, Kanapke, Ramel, Ben, and Judy. Laramie's matched up man-to-man. 7 seconds. Derek Judy across the timeline. Drives in. Drops it off to Brian Ben. Might have got fouled. No.
All ball.
Yeah, all ball. Off of Laramie, we got 1.3. Indians going to inbound underneath here. Coach Milton calls the out-of-bounds set here. Grant to inbound it. Little curl screen. We got Schmitty coming off. Three ball at the buzzer. No good. All righty. After two complete, Fort Recovery 23, Fort Laramie 20. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here at halftime.
Some of the great specials Wayne Street Market has for you through Thursday, February 20th. They have some great specials on steaks. Ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. In the deli, they have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $5.99 a pound, and Colby or Colby Jack cheese for $5.49 a pound. And don't forget that they're serving great lunches, including Tenderloin Tuesdays, with their giant sandwich for $4.50 and a meal with two sides for just $1.50 more. And on Meatloaf Mondays, you can get their delicious freshly made meatloaf dinner with two sides for only $6. And with Ash Wednesday and Lent coming up, don't forget about their butterfly shrimp dinners and their freshly made fish in dinners or by the pound. Be sure to call ahead for larger orders to avoid the wait. Stop into Wayne Street Market this week, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials up and down the aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
My name is Connor Ramel of Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting a podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here. Update on the scoring for the varsity team. What do you have, Bob? You have theirs?
Yeah, we've got, for the Longview Redskins, we've got Nick Brandaway with 11. We've got Green Albers with 1. We've got Nate Meyer with 5. And then we've got, who we got here? David Mesher with 2. And we got Nolan Boring with 3 for the Redskins.
To give them their 20 points for the Indians. Leading scorer is Brian Benn with 12 points. Regan Martin with 3. He had just hit a 3-pointer right before halftime. And then a host of Indians with 2 points each. Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmidt, Derek Judy, and Gavin Toby. Scoring went like this for the Indians. It was 15-12 at the end of 1. In the second quarter, they came out on tie with 8-8 scoring. But the Indians did then took that 3-point lead in the halftime, 23-20. In the JV game, the game did not go very well for the Indians. It started out after first quarter 9-9. In the second quarter, the Redskins outscored the Indians 12-8 to take a 21-17 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians got outscored 17-6 and then trailed 38-23. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians did outscore the Redskins 11-7, but ended up losing 45-34. And that pushes their record on the year to 11-8. Leading the way in scoring for the Indians was Owen Judy with 13, Kel Ramo with 5, Daniel Patch with 4, Kobe Wendell with 4, Raleigh Heiser with 3, Dylan Evers with 3, and Caleb Evers with 2. And if you can hear in the background, the third grade played at the halftime of the JV game, and the fourth grade is playing here at the halftime of the varsity game, so looks like the future Indians are out there on the floor getting some PT in. And always love this opportunity, Bob, when the younger kids got on the floor. One, it draws a great crowd.
Yeah.
And then the other part, it gives those kids a little bit of taste of, you know, not all those kids usually come to varsity games.
Right.
So it gives those kids kind of a chance and the parents kind of a chance of what your program's all about. And also gets them a chance to get on the floor a little bit and get pictures out there.
Oh, it's great for the kids. I mean, this is a long time ago, but I remember being in the fifth and sixth grade and playing at halftime, and it was the biggest thing in the world to get out there and run up and down the floor for a couple minutes. And you talk about being nervous and having cotton mouth. Man, it's a buzz. So, yeah, what a great opportunity for these guys to get out there and show their stuff. These guys are coached by Scotty Dilworth and our AD, Brent Niekamp. Scotty helped me out quite a bit when I coached in fifth and sixth grade over the past few years. He does a great job. You talk about a patient guy. He is calm and cool with these kids.
And then his boy Braylon right there just hit a little 17-footer on the left-hand side.
Oh, and I think he let his dad know about it, too.
Yeah. And I think the third grade was I saw Tiny Dilworth and I think Johan Niekamp.
Yeah.
Who coached that grade. So you got some former players out there that play, and that obviously helps a little bit. And it's always great to see those kids. So let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All righty. Welcome back to the Fort side here. Bob Leverett along with Brian Patch. Getting ready to start the third quarter. Fort Recovery up 23-20 here. Brian, what's the second half keys for the Indians here to finish this thing off?
Well, one, I think, our first half we got in a really nice flow, getting the ball inside to Brian Benn. Kind of got a little maybe sloppy or trying to force it into him as the game progressed. I think we need to continue to get it inside because I don't think they have an answer for him as right. He has 12 points here leading the way at halftime. He's the only Indian in double digits. But I think we need to work, maybe a little patience of trying to get it. Don't get in on one pass, make it three or four.
Right.
And at the same time, if they're really collapsing on that backside, then we got to get some more movement and attacking the basket off the dribble, too.
Absolutely. All righty. The Redskins inbound it. It's Burning there. Burning brings it up. Little ball handoff to Damon Mesher. Mesher starting the second half here for the Redskins. Ooh, a little slip screen down to Brandwee. Scores it.
Great slip screen.
All righty. 22-23, Indians bringing it across. Derek Judy, Clay Schmitz, Ryan Benn, Regan Martin, and Grant Kanapke on the floor. Little ISO for Schmitty down low. Up, no good. Bangs and clangs it in. No good here. Back the other way come the Redskins. Brandwee up. Oh, tries to force it into boring. That's going to be turned over by the Redskins. All righty. Fort Laramie standing at 2-2-1. And it's nothing aggressive. They're just retreating as we bring it up, just making us think about things as we get in our offense. There's a little trap on Regan Martin on the half-court circle there. He gets it over to Clay Schmitz, over to Derek Judy. Derek brings it over. Greg Kanapke slides through to the other side. We got Derek swings it back up to the top to Schmitty. Schmitty over to Martin. A little ball handoff to the senior Greg Kanapke. Nothing there. Over to Derek. Derek drives left. Hands it off to Regan in the left corner there. Marty brings it up top. Coach Milton's yelling out a play here. Grant Kanapke off the ball screen from Schmitty. Back over to Regan. Three ball up. No good. Rebounded by Brandon from Laramie. Kicks it up quick. Nothing there for them. Over to Burning. Burning swings it over to Nate Meyer. Nate Meyer down inside to Nolan Burning. Nothing good there. Kicked out of bounds by the Indians. No, they're saying kicked out of bounds by the Laramie Redskins here. Fort Recovery's going to take the ball back the other way. Ryan Post is going to check in for Regan Martin. Coach telling Marty he wants them to speed things up here a little bit. All righty. Indians bring it back across the timeline here. Derek Jeudy and Clay Schmitz break it easily. Schmitty on the right wing. Skip pass over to Greg Canapi on the left wing here. Back to Derek Jeudy up top of the circle there. Over to Grant on the left side. Little ball screen by Brian Bid. Grant curls around it. Hits Benny down low. Benny kicks it out to Derek Jeudy. Three ball up and in for the lefty junior. 26-22. The Indians up four here in the Faller Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. 5 minutes, 52 seconds left. Laramie back the other way. Nate Meyer over to Burning. Burning over to Damon Mesher. Mesher inside to Albers. Albers kicks it out to Burning. Burning at top of the circle. Right-handed drive. A little curl screen for Nick Brandewee. Three ball up, no good. Rebounded by Albers. 32. Up and in for Meyer there. Derek Jeudy inbounds it to Clay Schmitz. They're going to bring it across. A little run and jump there by Laramie. Derek throws it over to Schmitty at the top of the circle. Back over to Derek. Derek's going to set things up for the Indians. Swings it over to Ryan Post on the left wing in front of Ted Potcutter over there. He swings it back to Schmitty. Schmitty over to Grant. Grant forces it into Brian Benn there, and that's a perfect example where we've got to improve your angle on that, and Coach is going to pull him out here real quick. Have a little talk with him about that.
And that's what Coach is telling him. You got to improve your angle. And Grant's kind of gave some words back to him. Coach is having none of that. You know, that's one of those things. It was just a bad angle.
Yeah.
As a guard and as a post player, you always teach you can't throw it in if you can't see their numbers. You got to be able to see their numbers.
Yep. That's a little skill drill we used to do back in the day, the old improve your angle drill.
Yep.
All right, the Indians inbound it. Derek G up to Regan Martin. Marty's at the volleyball line here, getting things set up. Over to Ryan Post on the right wing. High ball screen by Brian Benn. Nice seal up by Brian Benn. He gets fouled on the ground there. I like that little set there. So we got a high ball screen coming with Brian Benn. After the ball screen, he dives to the block, and the guy coming off that ball screen swings it back to a guard on the wing, and then we're getting that quick entry pass to Brian Benn.
Absolutely, and then he almost waited a little bit too long to take it up there.
Right, yep.
And that one he shouldn't have dribbled as it got stripped away from him.
Yeah, and Laramie is collapsing on him now. Laramie quick back the other way. They're going to get to the line here for an old-fashioned three-point play. So, yeah, right now, every time Benny catches it, they're collapsing two guys on him, and he's starting to turn it over, and he's struggling a little bit with that line.
Yeah, that's just one of those things. As a post player, you learn, hey, this may not be my shot, because if you bring it down, they're stripping it. So if you're a post-move guy who has to take a dribble to make a move, now you just got to kick it out.
Yep. Ryan's got to feel that pressure coming. So Laramie's going to the line for the old-fashioned one, three-point play up and in. 27-26 on the Faller Mechanical third quarter scoreboard here. Indians bringing it across with Derek Jeudy and Clay Schmitz. Playing a little back and forth against the 2-2-1 press. Derek over to Schmitty on the right wing. Schmitty drives to the elbow. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Derek Jeudy. Coach Milton calling out a set for the Tribe. Derek with the ball. A little crossover dribble. High ball screen Brian Thin. Brian drops down low. Derek over to Kale. Kale from the corner. Cross court pass to Schmitty. Schmitty, nothing working there. He kicks it back out to Derek G.
And this is the first point in the game, Bob, that we trailed minus the 3-0 start for Fort Laramie.
Right. Well, right now, they're really being aggressive defensively. Driving basket by the lefty. Derek Jeudy scores two there.
He's got all five of our points.
Yes, he does. His light is on for us here. Back the other way for the Laramie Redskins. Mesher on the wing. Over to Meyer. Meyer kicks out to Mesher again. Three ball, no good. Rebounded by Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy pushes up the right side wing here. Slows it up here. Laramie in a man-to-man. Like we said early on, we were getting that ball pounded down to Brian Benn, and he was scoring. And now here the second half, they made some adjustments, and they're really collapsing on him. Derek Jeudy kicks it over to Regan Martin on the wing. Over there in front of Ted Potcutter again. Swings it to Schmitty. Three ball from the top. Rebound Brian Benn. Up and in. Big guy did a little work there. Back the other way come the Laramie Redskins. Burning over to Caleb Meyer. Meyer on the wing. Back to Burning. Little ball screen by Albers. Albers kicks it out to Nate Meyer. Nate Meyer over to Mesher. Little pull-up jumper by Nate Meyer. No good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz. Coach Milton says, slow down here, Derek. Let's see what we got here. I'm saying we're going to probably run a set here, Coach Batch. What do you think?
Yep. High ball screen, a little staggered high ball screen by Brian Benn and Clay Schmidt.
So double, yeah.
That's one of the first times that most teams go underneath that staggered ball screen. Laramie actually went through the top,
right,
and really pressured Derek off of that. Kind of blew that play up.
Yep. They got a foul call, didn't they, or not?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Indians are going to unbound it over there by Ron May on the sideline. Ron's got his bag of popcorn like usual. I've never seen a man eat so much popcorn in my life. All right, inbounded by the Indians. Derek Judy at the top of the circle. Over to Grant Canapi on the wing. Got Ryan Benn posting up down low. Nothing there. Swings it back over to Schmitty up top. Over to Regan Martin. Back to Derek Judy, top of the key. To Grant cutting through for the baseline. Schmitty on the wing. Skip pass over to Regan Martin on the other left side. Kicks it out. Great ball reversal by the Indians. Grant Canapi, three ball. Wow, what a great possession for full recovery there. You talk about unselfish. We swing it and get a great look by Grant Canapi, the senior, and he steps up and knocks down a three ball, making it 33-27 here in the Fall Mechanical third quarter scoreboard with 2 minutes left.
That's one of those just being patient and running your stuff till you get the look you want.
Right. All right, back the other way. Burning with the ball. Left-hand dribble. Kicks it over to Albers. A three ball for Laramie. No good. Rebounded by the senior, Grant Canapi. Coach Mills will slow it down. Grant Canapi walks it across the circle here. So on the floor for the Indians, we got Derek Judy, Martin, Schmitz, Ben, and Canapi. Swings it over to Regan on the right wing. Nothing there for the Indians. Looks like we got a tip ball by Laramie. Regan was trying to reverse it over to Grant. Laramie got a hand on it, so we're going to inbound it at the center circle here with Schmitty. Inbounds it to Derek Judy. Donnie, we're giving the official a little business over there.
That never happened.
No. I'm sure it's corrective criticism. All right, anyways. Derek Judy swings it over to Grant Canapi. Skip pass over to Regan Martin on the right wing in front of Coach Milton over on the bench. Nothing there.
I like the adjustment Laramie made. Is they're fronting Brian Benn now, and right, bringing backside help, basically not guarding Clay Schmitz and letting him flash high post and basically set him. We'll let Clay shoot a 15-footer versus Brian post move.
Well, you and I both know that's Smitty's shot. As he drives down, right-handed jumper, no good. Brian Benn gets fouled. So nice little right-handed drive by Schmitty. Probably could have jump-stopped and did a little baby hook there, but out of the runner, got a good look anyways. Benny does some work, gets an offensive rebound, gets fouled going back up, so he's going to shoot two for the Indians. 33-27, 43 seconds in the Fall Mechanical third quarter scoreboard.
And that's one of those matchups you had talked about earlier with Brian Benn and Grant Albers. Grant Albers is 6'2", maybe 6'3", but he is put together.
He's cut up,
and
yes,
he is working his butt off against Brian Benn inside.
Yeah, I remember him last year. That kid, he's been around for a while. He's a competitor.
He's still got the mullet. So yeah, from the mullet years a few years back.
Brian Benn, first free throw up, and good.
Catches in on the Hall Brothers free throw line.
That's why Brian's one of the top free throw shooters in the conference. I probably just dinked him. That's been known to happen between you and I talking about free throws.
A few times.
Second one up, hey, and he makes it. All right, Benny's going to check out, get a quick blow. Gavin Toby checks in, so we got Toby, Ramel, Schmitz, Judy, and Martin on the floor for the Indians.
It looks like we're taking a timeout.
Got a quick timeout here. Coach Milton says, get over here, boys. All right, we're going to take a quick break with them. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All righty. Back at the Fort site. 43 seconds left here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery is up 35-27 on the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Hey, next week's schedule there, Bob, is next Friday. The boys are at South Adams, and you and I will be doing that game. Saturday is a 12 o'clock JV start. PGW will be doing that game. We'll simulcast it as we host Van Buren, because the girls play that night at Lima Bath at 6:15 against probably St. Henry, but the winner of St. Henry Perry. So.
All righty. Redskins inbound it. Fort Recovery showed a little 2-2-1 to slow them down. We're back in the man now. Now we're back in that 2-1-2. Sorry, my bad. 23 seconds. Murray with the ball up top. He's going to skip it over to Radiman. Radiman back to Murray. Over to Brandaway. Brandaway over to Nick Meyer on the right corner there. Back into Brandaway. Swings it over back to Radiman. Threw the ball on the wing. No good. Indians back the other way with Gavin Toby. Kicks it over to Kale. There, Judy threw the ball at the buzzer. No good. After three complete at the Fort side, Fort Recovery 35, Fort Laramie 27. We'll be back.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All righty. Back at the Fort side. Brian Batch along with Bob Leverett here. Fort Recovery leading 35-27 to start the fourth quarter. On the floor for the innings, we got Judy Schmitz, Kanapke, Ben, and Martin. Fort Recovery's going to inbound it over there by Joe Metzger. Joe Schmitz up to Derek Judy. Derek gets it in here. All right. Schmitty guarded closely by Caleb Meyer. Meyer's a long, lengthy kid. Derek kind of gets slapped around a little bit there. No call. Over to Dick Kanapke. Grant to Regan. Regan back to Grant. Right side pull-up jumper. 15-footer for the senior, Grant Kanapke. That's going to make it 37-27. Fort Recovery up here on the Wabash Mutual scoreboard.
Giving Grant 9 points on the night.
Grant's played well, I thought, so far tonight. All right, Redskins back the other way. He got Brandaway with the ball. Little elbow pull-up. Kicks it down inside to Meyer. He loses it out of bounds. It's going to stay with Laramie. What do you got, Coach?
Brandaway sees the floor well.
Yeah, he does.
I got a text from Liv down there in the front row of the student section. Said every one of his passes are no-look passes.
Is that right?
Yeah. She said he is dropping passes with no looks on almost every single one, right and left-handed.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's a three-year starter. And a nice little drive there by Grant Albers. Left-handed finish.
Good
scores it. Yeah, great aggressive move there. He's going to get in line for an old-fashioned three-pointer here.
Indians lead 37-29, 7:19 to go on the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. Albert steps up to the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Up and in. 30-37. Fort Recovery up 7. Indians quickly up the sideline there. Grant Kanapke on the right wing. Gets it stolen away by Damon Mesher there. Grant just tried to get behind his back, and Mesher had a great defensive hand and then stole away. Three ball up by Caleb Meyer.
That's nice bringing a three-year varsity guy off the bench.
No doubt.
Can hit it like that.
Three ball there for him. That's going to make it 33-37. Fort Laramie on a little run here. Derek Judy across the timeline up to Schmitty. Schmitty on the right wing. Skips it over to Marty. Marty back to Derek. Up top there at the volleyball land. Volleyball line. Derek drives in right side there. Nothing there. Grant Kanapke cuts through baseline. Derek reverses it to Regan Martin over to Smitty on the left wing. Wheels and deals, nothing there. Swings it back to Derek up top on the right wing. Little ball handoff. Greg Knapp can come across the middle. Try to get another ball handoff to Smitty. Nothing there. Little scuffle on the floor. We're going to get a timeout by the Indians. I like what we're doing there. If Schmitty hangs onto that ball, he's got to drive, man. He's got to drive to the basket.
He just fumbled it, the ball, and lost it, had to dive on the floor. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All righty, back to the fourth side. Indians ball out of bounds there, and they got a five-second call. So Larmy's going to take it here. Fort Recovery up 37-33, 6 minutes left in the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter. All righty. Randy over to Albers. Albers over to Nate Meyer on the top of the circle. Over to Meyer. Meyer back to Albers on the wing there. Damon Mesher wheels and deals. Derek Judy gets a hand on it. We got a scuffle for it. Tip back. Larmy's going to bring it across the center circle. Three ball up for Nick Brandon with a lefty. Hits a three. That makes it 36-37. Larmy with a big run here, Coach Pat. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, he's a nice player. I'm pretty impressed with him. He even has 10 points right there, but he's just doing a lot of things for this team. But we're definitely needing a bucket right here in our worst way as they've went on a 7-0 run, 8-0 run here to start this fourth quarter. So not the start we wanted.
No, definitely not. All right, Derek Judy over to Brian Bain. Brian Bain on the right wing. He drives in, powers it up, no good. Gets his rebound on the opposite side. Looks like he gets fouled. He's going to shoot two. Big guy showed a little agility there, getting to the basket. Thought he could have scored there on that first shoot there, but threw it up over the basket, got his own rebound, and then gets fouled. So he's going to go to the line and shoot two here.
I always love one of those things, though, Bob, when you're not really when you're coaching do I love it, but the underneath official doesn't call a foul. Right. The official up at the volleyball line is the one who just blew the call.
Yeah.
And made that call on the shot underneath, who was triple team. Brian Bitt was triple team. and the back official is the one who made that call.
Yep.
It's like, how are you not making that call underneath?
It's amazing. It happens a lot there, doesn't it?
It does.
Brian Bitt, first one up. No good.
This is it on the Hall Brother free throw line there.
We've got Ryan Post checking in for Derek Judy. So we got Posty, Kanapke, Ben, Martin, and Schmitz on the line, or on the floor for the Indians. Second one up for Brian Ben. Gets it. 38-36. 5:20 here in the fourth quarter. Wabash Mutual scoreboard.
By the way, Larmy opened up a 9-1 run right there. And that was our first points on that free throw in the first 3 minutes. So
Fort Recovery shows that 2-1-2. Coach Britton says, you know what, let's talk this over and see what we want to do to attack this. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All righty. 5:16 here in the fourth quarter. Wabash Mutual scoreboard. The Indians are up 2 on the Laramie Redskins. Brian, what are we going to have to do here to finish this thing off and get a W?
Well, one, I think Laramie's opened up with some energy in this fourth quarter, and we got to be able to respond. We kind of seem to be going through that motion kind of spurt there. We kind of had built that lead,
right?
And then we kind of put it on cruise control a little bit. And I think this 2-on-2 could give us some fists, which Coach Milton is staying in. So hopefully we're active hands on here, and we're talking and communicating.
Yep.
And hopefully this can come maybe get us back in with some energy in this quarter.
All righty. We got Bernie with Laramie at the ball up top. Throws it over to 21, Caleb Meyer on the wing. He's closely guarded by Regan and Grant. Back up to Brandon, swings it over to Bernie. Bernie over to Nate Meyer, skips it across to Meyer. Another skip pass from Bernie to Meyer. Dribbles past Grant. Stumbles down a little bit. Looks like he got a kick ball.
How is that not a foul?
I have no idea. He gets hammered. No call right in front of the official.
Meyer shot fakes and dribbles and gets tripped in front of the officials, and they don't call anything, and then they call a kick ball. And I read Britton's lips. He goes, unbelievable. Are you kidding me?
All right, we got a steal the other way by Ryan Post. He gets fouled.
Right there, by Posty.
You know who would have made that call? Darian Sheffer would have. He would have been all over that call.
Yeah,
he would have never missed something like that.
Nope. Darian would have got the trip call, I'm sure.
All righty. Ryan Post going to inbound it for the Indians underneath here. We got Brian Ben checking in for Gavin Toby.
Nice flip by Grant Kanapke off that out-of-bounds play, but gets blocked.
Gets blocked. Maybe a little hand. No call there. Bernie with the rebound. Laramie back the other way here. They're going to bring it up. Fort Recovery's going to stay. We're going to go man here. Nice with the ball. Back to Bernie up top circle. Bernie cuts through to the left wing. Now they got a little scissors action. Back over to Mesher on the wing. Deep three ball by Caleb Meyer. No good. Long rebound by Nick Brandaway. Brandaway over to Mesher. Mesher swings it back to Murray up top here. Foot recovery kind of sagging off here. Man to man. Hands out. Little ball screen. Murray back to Dan Albers. Albers back over to Mesher. Albers cuts through.
It's interesting what Larmer's trying to do here on offense, too.
Three ball in the corner, no good. Brian Ben rebound. Yeah, it is. Indians back the other way, quickly up the court. Regan Martin, layup, no good. Looks like we got a block. Pretty good call there. He was definitely underneath the basket and slid underneath Regan on the drive there. So Marty's going to go to the line and shoot 2 for the Indians.
That's one of those. I'm just curious if he hits that, if they make the same call.
Right.
Because it was kind of, it blew the whistle, and then he kind of waited, and then gave the blocking call. So,
yep.
And Coach Brent Niekamp, Athletic Director Brent Niekamp, goes out there and wipes up the floor with the B&D construction mops. Mayor Dave Kopp got those for us a few years back, and we appreciate that.
All righty, for the line. Regan Martin steps up for the first one here. First one up and good. 39-36, Indians up by 3 here in the Wabash Mutual scoreboard. On the floor for the Indians, we got Judy Post, Toby, Martin, and Schmitty. Going a little small here, Brian.
Yeah, hopefully Regan can cash in on this Hall Brother free throw line.
Second one up and good.
Gives him 8 on the night.
All right, Laramie back the other way. Forts in that 2-1-2 look. You know, early on it gave him fits in the first half. They wasn't sure to attack it. So I kind of like this move by Coach Milton.
Absolutely, and because they've been very patient.
Yep.
And that's taking time off the clock.
Absolutely.
Which is why a lot of teams play zone, especially late in the game.
All righty. Laramie in the corner. Skip pass over to Brandaway. Drives left to the baseline. Short corner. Spins out of it. Kicks it out to Meyer. Meyer back to Bernie. Back over to Brandaway. Drives baseline. Kicks out to Bernie. Three ball top the key. Got it. 39-40, 2:50 here in the fourth quarter.
I was just thinking, what does this kid really give him? And he showed right there what he gives him. He's a shooter, obviously, if you leave him open.
Yep.
And they go to a 3-2 zone.
Here we go. Coach Milton says, let's bring it out, see what we want to do here to attack it. Laramie's going to come out and get a count here. The ball handoff from GD to Martin. Martin over to Posey. Posey, little gap dribble. Back to Riggin Martin. Marty drives, gets a gap dribble there. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Derek Jr. Top of the inning here.
One thing I like about this a little bit is this is kind of like our offense. That should have been a body call.
Absolutely.
He got bumped, and they didn't call it.
He definitely got bumped.
And he stepped over, was that Regan or Ryan?
That was Ryan, yep.
And then Ryan stepped over across the half-court line on the bump. That's also one of those things. He's got to get a little lower.
Yeah.
He got up maybe a little too high, got bumped, but
absolutely.
That was an obvious call. He just got bodied.
Absolutely. Yeah, little man wins there. Coach Britton gets a timeout for the Laramie. We got a full timeout. We're going to take one with him.
Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the court side, Ryan Patch along with Bob Leverett here. 2 minutes, 17 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Wabash Mutual scoreboard. The Indians are up 40-39 here. So, yeah, we have a little turnover there at half court. So, Laramie's going to inbound over there by Joe Metzger and Donnie Wordcamp. On the floor for the Indians, we got Judy Martin, Toby Schmitz, and Kanapke. We're carrying that 2-1-2 look here, Coach Patch. There, Judy and Reed Martin up top, high hands, pretty active.
I like it as long as we can rebound out of it.
Absolutely. We're going to have to crash weak side here. Burning up top. Skips it over to, can't see who they skip it to there.
Meyer.
Meyer's over to Albers. Albers back out to Meyer. Weak side rebound there by Gavin Toby. He was a man there and went and got that one for us. Derek Jeter brings it across the timeline here. You know, what we were talking about off the air there, Brian, was, you know, we're bringing the ball up, being patient, and we're trying to get Laramie to come out and guard us. And a lot of times it looks like we're holding it. But we're trying to get them spread out and get that matchup, like you said, to where we can get those ball handoffs, get that one-on-one drive, and create with those large gaps by being spread out.
Right? Yeah, because you got to go out and guard our guys on the perimeter on the bottom. And when you do that, now when we turn the corner up top, there's no help side.
Right.
And it creates driving lanes for you. And we do that little dribble weave handoff up top. And one time you fall asleep on that, now we turn the corner, and now it's go mode for us to get to the basket.
Yep.
So,
and, you know, we've talked, obviously, to a lot of people, you know, off and on throughout the season. And a lot of people, I don't know if they understand what Coach Milton's trying to do there, but that, in a nutshell, is what he's trying to do. You know, the whole thing with the St. Henry game where we held it for 5 minutes, same situation. You know, we're up two, going into halftime, who cares? You know, if they're not going to come out and match up against us, then let's be patient with it. If they do, then that's what we get. We get that spread out look, and then we got one-on-one drives there. So, yeah, with 1:41 left, the Indians are up one here. We'll see what we can do coming out of the stretch here. Indians are going to inbound it on our side here in front of the bench. We got Schmitty.
If you run a set, we'd try to get it into Brian Benn or to Grant Kanapke for a shot would be my guess.
Absolutely. A little ball handoff to Derek Jeter on the right wing. Pivots. Step through. Good step through there by Derek Jeter.
A little run and jump for the Laramie Redskins.
Indian little spread here. Just like we talked about here. Laramie's matching up with him. So if we can create something off the bounce here, Derek Jeter left drive, pivot, reverse, kicks it out to Grant Kanapke up top circle, back to Derek. Little jump by Laramie. Grant Kanapke skips it over to Regan. Regan steps into one here. Nothing there. Ball handoff. Jump by Laramie. Regan Martin drives to center circle. Nothing there. Back to Grant. Grant to Derek Jeter. We've got Laramie kind of scramble a little bit here, Brian.
Yeah, now this is one of those where you can catch it and it will still look to attack, although with under a minute to go.
Right.
we're probably not looking to take anything but a layup from here on out.
Right. They've got 16,000. We've got two. So hopefully we can get fouled here, which we do. So we're going to go to the free throw line, shoot 1-on-1 here with the senior Grant Kanapke.
Exactly what Coach Melton wanted right there was perfect execution for the players. Run time off the clock. We get, you know, one of our seniors and one of our better players hopefully going to line knock on some wood here. So hopefully step up and hit some big free throws for us.
All right. There steps in line. Isaac. Free throw up. Short. No good. Rebounded by Albers. Brandley. Oh, I'm sorry. Vernon quickly up. Indian still in that 2-1-2 look. Coach Britton's going to get a timeout. Looks like we got a full one. We're going to take a break with him. We'll be back. 40-39. The Indians up 1. 35 seconds in the four basketball field scoreboard here.
Fourth quarter.
Hey, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All righty, back at the fourth side. We got a barn burner here. 35 seconds left. Fort Laramie with the ball down one. 40-39. Randall throws it over to Caleb Meyer. Caleb Meyer is guarded by Schmitty and Martin. Swings it back over to Bernie. Bernie back to Meyer. Down low. No good by Randall. Three ball up for Laramie. Knocks it down. Damon Mesher. 42-40. Fort Recovery with the ball, bringing it up. Derek Judy gets it across timeline. We're going to get a timeout with 11 seconds left here. Fort Recovery down 40-42 here with 11 seconds left here. Brian, what are you thinking here? Coach Milton gets a timeout. What are we going to draw up here?
Well, you're down to the old coaching theory or philosophy was, you're down two at home, you go for the tie.
Yep.
If you're down three at home, you go for the tie. Whatever it is, you're going for the tie. You're trying to send it to overtime with the idea you got that home court advantage.
Right.
On the road, you go for the win. So I am going for something inside to Brian and trying to get him pounded inside on a still up. Because if he gets fouled, he's a good free throw shooter.
Right.
Because that's the other thing you got to think about. If they foul you, you got to have somebody can knock down some shots.
Absolutely.
So it's not just getting a shot, but what happens if they get fouled? You got to take that consideration, too.
Yep.
And you got to know who you want to be able to, one, get the ball in to score a shot, but also, two, who you're going to get the ball in to be able to hit some free throws for you.
Right. So if we can get it into Benny, if they collapse, hopefully he's got enough of whereabouts to kick out the shooters, maybe for a three ball also is another good look if that doesn't work. But hopefully we can get into Benny here and maybe take this thing to overtime or possibly win it.
Because you got 11 seconds. So you have some time, but at the same time, you got to be urgent because if you get it up and miss it, you want to have some time. So if you miss it, good offensive rebound.
We definitely want a second chance here. All righty, Schmitty to inbound it. Derek Judy guarded closely. And to get it, gets it into Derek. Derek drives across center circle. Reverse pivot. Grant Kanapke ball handoff. Grant into Benny. No, he turns it over. So we get Grant Kanapke coming off a little ball handoff. He looks into Brian Benn. Puts a little bit too much on it. Benny can't get to it. Laramie grabs the ball on the baseline. Benny fouls them quickly. We got 1.1 second left.
And the bad thing is we only got
three team fouls. So Laramie's going to inbound it here, and we're going to foul him, and that's probably going to be the end of it here, Brian. Laramie's got a spot underneath there.
Just throw it deep if you're Laramie, and Indy's got to switch everything, try to get a five count.
Absolutely. They get it in. There, we get a timeout. We get a timeout before the inbound of it here. Coach Green gets a timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
You would have.
All righty. So here's what we got. We got 1.1 on the clock here. Indians are down 42-40. We've got 3 team fouls.
So you're saying Coach Chris Burton went off then, huh?
Yeah. All righty. So Laramie's going to inbound it here. Fort Recovery's matched up. Full denial. Man-to-man here. Laramie throws it deep. And that is going to be the ball game, Brian. Indians are going to fall to the Fort Laramie Redskins in a barn burner here at the Fort side tonight, 42-40. Indians are going to drop to 14-6. Fort Laramie is going to go to 16-6 on the season. So they start tournament next week already with that super regional down south here. All righty, we're going to take a quick break here, wait on Coach Milton to see if he wants to talk tonight and go through some recap of the game. So quick break and we'll be back.
Coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Tiffany
Renee Garkey-McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All righty. Back at the Fort side here. So, yeah, the Indians lose a tough one here to a very good Fort Laramie team, 42-40. Let's recap a little bit here, Brian. You got any scoring for the Indians?
Absolutely. The Indians fall to 14-6 on the season. Scoring went like this for the Indians. Brian Benn added 17 points, led the way. I believe he was the high scorer for both teams in the game. Had 9 points was Derek Judy and Grant Kanapke. Chipping in with 8 points was Regan Martin. 4 points was Gavin Toby and Clay Schmitz to round out the 40 points for the Fort Recovery Indians. And, Bob, I believe you got the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Yeah, I've got a few of them. I don't have everything. I've just got what we've got on the board here. So, yeah, for Laramie, we've got Meyer with 5, Grant Albers with 6, Nate Meyer led him with 10, Damon Mesher with 5. Looks like we got Nolan Doring with 6 also. So missing a few of their scores there, but
10 points. But
yeah,
you got 32 of the 42.
Yeah, that ain't bad. So
yeah.
Well, I'm usually about 10 or 12 short, anyways.
And the scoring went like this quarter-wise. It was Indians 15-12 in the first quarter. They had a tie 8-8 second quarter, but the Indians did lead 23-20. In the third quarter, the Indians outscored Fort Laramie 12-7 to take a 35-27 lead. And in the fourth quarter, Bob, as you had said off-air, that was a bad quarter for the Indians as we got outscored 15-5, and we end up losing 42-40. In the JV game, it was 9-9 at the end of one. Indians got outscored by the Redskins 12-8 in the second quarter and trailed 17-21. In the third quarter, Laramie jumped out on the Indians as well and had a 17-6 quarter to take a 38-23 lead. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians outscored Fort Laramie 11-7. They end up losing in that 34-45, and the record drops to 11-8 on the season for the JV. JV team was led by Owen Judy with 13 points. Kale Ramo added 5, Daniel Patch 4, Kobe Wendell 4, Dylan Evers and Riley Heiser with 3 each, Caleb Evers with 2. So, really don't see Coach Milton coming out. So, I'd say we're going to call it.
We're going to wrap it up.
So, thanks for listening. Again, Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, and have a good evening. And next week we got, I think, Friday night out South Adams.
Out South Adams, yeah.
Bobby and I will be doing. So, good evening.
Radio.